Welcome to Authentic Energy, a podcast dedicated to getting to the bottom of what it means to be your true, authentic self at work. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Let's take this learning journey together as I meet with guests weekly. Whether you are a leader or individual contributor, a teacher or a nurse, we'll share conversations and stories that highlight meaningful connections, self-awareness, a sense of belonging, and all the components necessary to create a workplace where you can show up in your authentic energy. Welcome back to Authentic Energy, and welcome to our first Transformation Tuesday. These Tuesday episodes are designed to give you insights that can help you navigate your week at work, at home, or whatever it is that you are leading and learning through. It's about creating awareness of the things that you can control. In a world where we are overworked, have higher levels of anxiety, depression, you get it, right? My hope is that these episodes will help you discover your own authentic energy and learn how to tap into it. It's about becoming aware of where you may have energy detractors and focus on how you can turn those into energy igniters. I want to preface this by saying that these are not new ideas. I did not invent these concepts, and I will always try to share the source for my episodes whenever I think the content is similar enough to something that I've learned from someone else. And the concept of energy leadership that I am sharing with you today comes from Bruce Schneider and the IPEC coaching training that I received. So we've been talking about authentic energy. That's the name of my podcast. And we've had several guests talk about authenticity and leadership and energy. And I'm going to try to pull some of it together for you now. And I'm going to start with the science. So when I talk about energy, I'm talking about real energy. More than 100 years ago, Albert Einstein addressed the scientific community passionately, presenting the idea that everything we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell is not matter, but energy. And on an energetic and cellular level, I'm going to introduce two topics to you. Catabolism usually refers to a breakdown of complex molecules, while anabolism is the opposite. So when you hear about a person's catabolic or anabolic energy, it's a broader statement about destructive and constructive forces in an entire person who is made up not only by those individual cells and energy, but also of anabolic and catabolic thoughts and beliefs. So energy that is destructive, draining, or resisting and works against a person is catabolic energy, whereas anabolic energy is constructive. It's expanding, rejuvenating, and it's sustainable. You can have anabolic and catabolic energy in organizations as well as people. As an example, many organizations experience catabolic energy when they are constantly reacting to their circumstances with worry, fear, doubt, anger, guilt. When even a few people in an organization have negative feelings, it can spread like a virus. Groupthink sets in and their thoughts become group fact. It's a really quick way to cause a culture to go down the drain. Energy is like, it's like your attitude. It's how you show up. It's your way of being and acting in the world. And your energy is influenced by your beliefs about the world, about your past experiences, situations, and beliefs you have about yourself. Some of this may sound familiar to you. Earlier in the year or last year on the Seed series, Whitney Conservic and I talked about the importance of your values and then your beliefs, thoughts, and emotions driving your behaviors. So if you're interested in learning more on how your thoughts drive your actions, you can go back to the Seed series in episode number 21 through 26. That's episodes 21 through 26. Those episodes really set a foundation to demonstrate how you can take control of how you show up in the world. And it starts with your thoughts. But today we're focused on energy and leadership. So let's set the stage for the energy leadership discussion as it relates to leadership. And when I'm talking about leadership, what I'm talking about really impacts everyone. Leadership is how you interact with everyone, including yourself. Traditionally, we tend to think of leaders as business owners and CEOs and managers at various levels. And while that is true, others are leaders as well. As parents, we're leaders. Therapists and healthcare providers, solopreneurs, sports coaches, consultants, mentors, partners in your relationship, teachers, authors, anyone who interacts with people on a regular basis are all leaders. Everyone is a leader either by choice or by default. Anabolic leaders, and you remember what anabolic is, right? It's that building up energy. Anabolic leaders have the ability to motivate and inspire themselves and others to do extraordinary things. They have the ability to make energetic shifts in all levels of the organization. The most successful organizations are those that are filled with powerful, positive, anabolic leaders. And that means everyone in the organization, not just the ones at the top. So no matter how effective or ineffective you currently are in your role, you can transform yourself and others, as well as your organization, into a thriving, inspired, positive, productive, and successful entity. Does that sound amazing? So I'm going to walk you through a few things that may help you understand what can impact your energy. How do you get that inspiring, positive, productive, successful energy? There are six influencers that can impact your energy in a positive or a negative way, and they can be detractors or energizers. These six influencers are spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, social, and environmental factors that can work for you, and to any degree that they do not, they detract from your performance. So the factors that influence performance vary from person to person and sometimes from situation to situation. The way you respond to anything you're about to do, or the way you approach a situation or a set of circumstances, that's unique to you. We all have a unique lens and personality that we bring to the table based on past experiences, real life lived experiences. And what doesn't affect your energy in one situation may detract from it in another. Anytime you're not performing to the best of your ability, something is blocking your energy. And it's most likely one of those six. It can fall into one of those six factors as a category. Some examples of common detractors of our energy at work are like that constant feeling of stress. So that overwhelm and stress, that is an energy detractor. Having work-life balance issues. Having a lack of consistent confidence. So not feeling confident consistently. Difficulty transferring from strategy and plans to execution, action, and results. A loss of true enjoyment at work. Do any of these things sound familiar to you? If you're experiencing any of these, then you have a blocker. There is something that is blocking your energy. And it's either spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, social, or environmental. And it's holding you back. It's your energy that is constantly changing. I think that's really impactful, right? You can learn a new skill every day, but in general, your skills don't change from moment to moment. So if you show up at work one day and it's a phenomenal day and you get a lot done, everything, you are just on point in every meeting and every engagement with your team, with other colleagues. And the next day, or even you come back after lunch and everything goes south. It's not your skill set or your competency that changed over lunch. It's your energy. So your energy is what's behind how your talent will get used, as well as the results that you'll get. By understanding the nature of the energy of performance, you can take steps to proactively create consistent experiences, as well as make quick adjustments in the moment when things go sour. Energy is the key driver and what matters most. Without the right type and amount of energy, the day is lost before it's even started. So regardless of how well trained we are influenced by various inner and outer elements that can help or hinder our performance. So awareness of the influencers is the first step in beginning to increase your energy igniters and decrease your detractors. I hope this information has been helpful for you. Take some time today to think about where you may have blockers affecting your energy. Where are you feeling stressed in the day, either at work or at home, in your community? And what can you do about it? Are you doing work that's not aligned with your values? Spiritual influencer. Are you bored at work? That may be a mental influencer. Once you identify where these influencers are detracting or igniting your energy, you can begin to look at how you want to be showing up in the world, what you want your attitude or energy to be at work, at home, or in your community. Remember that your skills and talent don't change from minute to minute, but your energy does, and you can control that. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Next week, we'll dig in more to energy levels and start to look at how we can shift our energy to use it to our advantage. If you have enjoyed this episode, please rate it on either Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and share it with a friend. And I'd love to hear what you'd like to hear more about on these Transformation Tuesday episodes. You can email me directly at wendy@wmbcoaching.com. That's wendy@wmbcoaching.com. And let me know what you'd like to learn more about. Thank you so much for listening.